The Archbishop of Dublin, Ireland, Dermot Martin, spoke with Vatican Radio's Eimear McCarthy on Friday. During the course of their conversation, they discussed the ongoing 50th International Eucharistic Congress underway in the Irish capital this week, its present success, and its impact on the life of the Church in Ireland and throughout the world for months and even years to come. Eimear began by asking Archbishop Martin whether he has been surprised by anything thus far.
Well, I came here last Saturday, the day before the Congress began, and my first impression was this isn't going to be ready. And then I came back on Sunday and there was this extraordinary transformation of enthusiasm and interest and a reflection of something you don't see as maybe we should see, of the variety of things that are happening in the Catholic Church in Ireland. You see that in the exhibitions, you see them in the conferences. The liturgies have been extraordinarily well prepared, the music, and also this contrast between the activities that are going on and then these areas of prayer and silence. I was very impressed by the over 1,000 young people at the Taizé evening on Monday evening, where they just gathered in silence and in prayer at the end of a very long day. The impression you get is one of that the Irish Church is growing in a different direction and in a new direction, but that the direction is a healthy one, and I think we're on the right track. But a Eucharistic Congress is for 7 days. You're not going to change the Irish Church in 7 days. I think there are a number of signposts that it's indicating, and as soon as the Congress is over, we have to start again, back very carefully at the programme of new evangelisation and catechesis that I think is fundamental. In that, the year of faith will fit and match with what we've been doing now in these days.
What impact do you think the foreign pilgrims, the presence of so many foreign pilgrims and so many key speakers from the Universal Church have had on the ordinary Irish Catholics or the faithful or people who've come here to listen to them?
I think for many, the fact that so many church leaders and lay people have come from abroad, there are 1,000 from Canada alone, is an encouragement to Irish people. It's making Irish Catholics think and to realise they're not alone in the difficulties they experience and that they belong to a much larger church, which there's a fellowship among Catholics, which is extremely important. I've asked also, for example, bishops to go out on Saturday evening to different parishes to bring that same feeling to those who haven't been at the Congress. In the newspapers, there's a lot of speculation about how many people were here on this day or on that day. But what they don't remember is that while there have been events here in the RDS, in the Congress Centre, in every parish there's something happening in these days. There have been Eucharistic processions and events in the larger towns in the country and in down to smaller villages. So it's an event which isn't limited just to what's going on here in the Congress Centre itself. And the presence of people from abroad is many of whom will say that the faith in the country they come from owes so much to Ireland. That it's good that be remembered, and be remembered not just in a history book, but in the lives of individuals who can come and speak about their own experiences.
Two very important elements of this Congress have been, first of all, the ecumenical dimension, which was an historic first for this Congress and also for Dublin. Another one is taking the Congress out of the arena, but also opening up the churches in the city centre. These were initiatives you very much wanted. Why?
First of all, I believe that if we can give in Ireland a consistent and a coherent Christian witness of the different churches, it will strengthen our common witness to Jesus Christ in the face of a changing culture. Relationships between the churches are very strong, but this is the fruit of a process of dialogue with one another and understanding of one another and respect for one another. The fact that the other Christian churches had no difficulty in accepting an invitation from me to participate in a Eucharistic Congress, even though they may not share much of the theology of the Eucharist, or there may be differences in our theology of the Eucharist, I think is an important sign, and a sign of the type of dialogue that's going on. I think it was the Church of Ireland Archbishop said that our dialogue is not simply just meeting and smiling at one another. We have to move into a theological dialogue, which is important for in the process of working towards Christian unity, and that is part. But we also have this ecumenism of solidarity, and certainly the Church of Ireland bishop, the current and his predecessor, have been particularly supportive of me in many of my initiatives at a difficult time, and also the leader of the Methodist and the Presbyterian churches here in Dublin. Bringing the Congress out into the daily life of people is also an important event. We have this pilgrimage walk type of Camino, and it's been quite successful that people have been taken by this idea. We've had events in nearly every parish. The church in Dublin has been on mission, quietly, maybe not as advertised as some people might like, but it has been happening. Even last week and the week before the Congress, we went out, we had Mass in 85 nursing homes for the elderly to bring the Congress to those who won't be able to be here. And we had an event for those who come to our food centres, again to show that those who share in the Eucharist are concerned about the hunger of people, physical hunger, and the loneliness of many of these people, showing again that we bring, through our communion with Christ, we bring a different type of communion with people in the difficulties of their own lives. And these gestures, they people look and learn from them, and hopefully it will bring a certain opening and more reflection, particularly on young people, about the faith.
Could these possibly be some of those touching points you said we needed to re-establish between the church and wider society in your speech on the church in the modern world, which opened the Congress and was packed?
Yeah, I think I was reflecting a little bit from the time of Gaudium et Spes, which was a time of great optimism, into a time when we realised that the modern world, it isn't just the church to learn from the modern world, but the church has a lot to say to the modern world, particularly when you get down to questions of meaning and hope and purpose in life and in difficult times, and to realise that there's a presence of sin in humanity which has to be overcome, and it's people who celebrate the redemption that's present in the Eucharist who should be in the leadership in bringing a new type of communion. If the church itself could overcome many of the petty divisions that are present in the church in Ireland, I believe it would be a great witness to others as to what communion means in a society. But that's real sense of deep human communion will only come when people have a deep understanding, a deep sense of the meaning of their own life and why they're here. And the Eucharist is the thing that will cause that very much to us.